You know what it's time for, don't you?
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Woo.
Checking in. Let's try that again. Checking in at.
That would never happen to me.
Number five.
There we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk today of pulling the security clearances at the White House briefing. Sarah Sanders says that President Trump is looking into removing the security clearances of a bunch of former Obama administration officials.
Not only is the president looking to take away Brennan's security clearance, he's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe. The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate. And the fact that people with security clearances are making these baseless charges provides inappropriate legitimacy to accusations with zero evidence.
Well, there's not really zero evidence. That's the only problem that we have here.
They've been very critical of the president. John Brennan himself saying after the Putin meeting, this is nothing short of treason that
right.
this president has committed. So this followed, and Senator Rand Paul got on board and said we should yank their security clearances,
mm-hmm.
which would partially, you know, prevent them from doing work as consultants and maybe even their, you know, do some harm
whoa,
to their
whoa,
TV.
Whoa, whoa. They cannot use their security clearances to make money in the private sector. It's not allowed.
The knowledge they get from that.
No,
and the
knowledge
that
they got from it. They cannot actively be read in on things and make money off of what they're actively read in on.
But the fact that they're knowledgeable, even though they know what they're allowed to say and not say, that the fact that they're up to date on everything, you would think would, if the New York Times says that this may impact their public speaking fees, their public personas, and their ability to serve in those types of money making positions.
Because they have their security clearance has been lost. I gotta clear this up because I know this.
Mm-hmm.
Their security clearance does not allow them to say or do anything that would let the public know what they know.
Of course, yeah. That's the reason you have a security clearance
right.
in order to know it, because you couldn't make it public. You have to have that kind of clearance.
In their criticism of the president, they are not talking about things that have happened since they've lost their jobs. They don't know anything since they lost their jobs. What they do know is what happened before the president was sworn in
mm-hmm.
on January 20th or 20, whatever that was, 21st of 2017.
Well, and that's what Hayden and Brennan are saying. It's not going to impact at all what.
Right. It
if
doesn't
you yank
make
the
difference.
Clearances. It's not going to yank what we're going to say
right.
about this president.
Correct. And they have been critical. And I think they have been critical this is not because they were Obama's guys. Because in a lot of cases, they weren't just Obama's guys. They were Bush's guys. They were Clinton's guys before that.
Mm-hmm.
They were the Bush 41 before that. These people have been in this service for a very long time. They weren't just brought in as a bunch of political hacks. These are guys who are very concerned about what they have seen develop here. And they were aware of the intelligence concerning the Obama, the Trump and Clinton election issues concerning Russia. They were very aware of them.
Sure.
And another thing that I think is really, really, really important here is that the president tweeted, you know, why didn't Obama tell, if this was so important, why didn't Obama tell us about this? Right? That tweet that if Russia was really interfering, why wouldn't they tell us about it?
Mm-hmm.
They did in August of 2016. Both campaigns were notified at the exact same time about the exact same information. So for him to say that they didn't know about it is not correct. These guys have a right to be concerned. A bunch of people have gotten indicted on this case. More is to come. His campaign, and the Manafort indictments are not related to the campaign yet. the Flynn indictments are not related to the campaign as yet understood. Mm-hmm. But we're going to wait to see what comes at the end of this. And if he wants to pull the security clearances, he can do it. It doesn't really, really, really matter. He's doing it because he's trying to make a point. He's trying to make a political point, which isn't actually an accurate one, because these people are not saying things. They are. I've never heard one of them, and all of those guys have been on this show at one point or another.
It's true,
except for Susan Rice, is the only person I don't think we have talked to on this show. But everybody else has been, and they have all made it clear in their books and what they've said to us and what they've said to all the other media is that they don't have active intelligence on this. They don't know what Mueller's working on. They don't understand it. They can just tell you what they know that has been since declassified from 2016. That's all they can tell you. And that's all they do. But they can have their own opinions about it. And the behavior of this president has been odd when it comes to Russia. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
So, all right. Go ahead. Go ahead and make their day. It's not really going to impact the, this is no way to stop them from talking.
It's not going to. No, there's no question.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
Dude, what'd you say?
Tough day for Ryan Lochte.
Bummer, man.
Ryan Lochte, Olympian, has been banned from competition until July of next year, mm-hmm. which means that the 12-time medalist cannot compete as planned in the national championship. We started this week in California.
Yeah.
Where's California?
I think he's been there before.
Am I from there?
I think he is. Is he?
I can't remember.
I like how last time it was his ma who got him in trouble. Remember when she was talking on the bus explaining stuff about the robbery that happened at the gas station?
Which apparently is still under investigation there.
Oh, gee.
Like, that's no closed book yet.
But now he kind of snitched on himself by posting it on social media, something that he was banned and not allowed to do.
He got an IV injection in May, which is banned by the anti-doping rules, and he put that on Instagram because he is a moron.
On May 24th, 2018, I, along with my wife, Kayla, went to the doctor's office in Gainesville, Florida, where we received an IV infusion consisting of vitamins and including B12. There was no prohibited substances in the infusion. I had the IV as both Kayla and my son Caden were sick, and both of them went to the hospital days before for their symptoms. WADA's rules that you can't take more than 100 milliliters of anything in an IV infusion. I was not aware of that. And what I was taking was over 100 milliliters.
Hey, hold on.
What did my attorney write?
How big is 100 milliliters?
Dude, I have no clue.
I don't really know.
Who wrote that?
Sounds like a lot, though.
Is that like a beer? Oh, it's 100 milliliters. Mm-hmm. First of all, what's a milliliter?
Is your wife a hot babe?
She's hot.
Babe alert.
Babe alert. And now we have a baby. Mm-hmm. That's been kind of a bummer.
No big deal. You had a baby,
we
bro.
We had a baby, but it's
congrats
like...
Congrats on the sex.
Hey, thanks, man. But now it's like we can't have it for a while.
But the baby got the IV, too, didn't... Isn't that what he said? They all got the...
No, I think it's just the wife.
Oh, just the wife.
Because I think the baby's head would explode if he gave 100 milliliters of of liquid. But there's... I think...
They were all sick.
They were all sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or we were hungover. I'm not sure which it is.
Yeah, because it's a thing now, right?
IV like, me, babe.
IV
show. IV me. Yeah. He is the dumbest man who ever lived.
It seems like a pretty strict rule, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's not. He's just getting, like, vitamins, essentially.
Right. B12 gives you energy and makes you, like...
But they can prove that, can't they? If he does some kind of a test, if there's an illegal substance in his body.
Yeah, but that's not the rule.
It's not any of the substances that... It was the fact that he got an IV.
Yeah, he can't get 100 milliliters.
Right. No matter what's in it.
Hey, I'm still confused.
I don't know, dude. I guess you can't swim, though.
What?
Let's get some beers.
Like,
bro.
Is that like a pool? Is that 100 milliliters?
Gosh.
It's nice. Like, I don't know. Is it a meter like a milliliter? My brain hurts.
All right.
I never thought we'd talk about him ever again.
I know.
And he's back in the news.
I saw this come across the news, and I'm like, whoa.
Right.
He's alive.
Every story about him is about how stupid he is. It's like every single story is like, I didn't know.
That's how he kind of walks himself into stuff.
Like robbing a gas station is a bad idea. What? We were like so wasted.
We were totally robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah, we were robbed. We didn't rob. They robbed us.
That's right.
That's where we were.
It's the way the story goes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we were at a party, and I didn't get an IV. Nah.
No.
Good luck. Okay. All right. We got a 3-2-1. But first, let's check in with Judy, find out what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Another protest could shut down another big roadway in Chicago.
Elena?
Steve Cochran Show. Free Blackhawk tickets. Convention passes, I should say. Free Blackhawk convention passes for you tomorrow at 7:20 in the morning. Tuesday night baseball is on WGN-TV. This week, Javi Baez and the Cubs welcome the D-backs to town. Tuesday at 7, WGN-TV.
All right. We continue on here. We've worked our way through the top five up to...
number three.
Oh, this is...
I know.
Among the goofiest things of all times, R. Kelly has just released a 19-minute song.
Mm-hmm. That might be used in a court case against him at some point.
It's titled, I Admit.
I admit I'm a freak. Used to go to strip clubs every week. But who the trying to say I am? And I'm not, and I put that on chief. I admit I with all the ladies. That's both older and young ladies. But tell me how they call it pedophile because of that. That's crazy. You may have your opinions, entitled to your opinions. But really, am I supposed to go to jail or lose my career because your opinion?
Also says some of them might have been not of age and things like that. It says 19 minutes of excuses, basically.
If your opinion is 15 is not a young lady or a lady, then yes.
Yes. You see, that's the issue.
That's the big issue.
Yes. When you're 45 and they're 15, you're going to jail.
He married Aaliyah when she was 15. Okay, yes. That's where it started years ago.
The law carries a little bit more weight than an opinion, R. Kelly.
I know.
Right.
This was like the craziest
opinion,
thing.
Man.
Right.
I admit that
I blank with all the ladies, young and old. That is not the best thing to say if you've been accused of pedophilia.
It's not.
I admit it. I love the young ones.
Exactly.
What?
To be used in a court case against him at some point. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know how you say this about President Trump, that when he's going to lose some of his supporters at some point, like, this will do it, right? This will do it. I think the same about R. Kelly. Like, this will do it, maybe?
Yeah, no.
People will stop buying because he's... Come on.
His fans, the people who are with him, are going to be with him. They're like, yeah, so what? Because they don't see any of that as wrong.
Yeah.
And if R. Kelly wants to do it, these girls know what they're doing. When they're 12?
Mm-hmm. 14.
14?
15. He's offering them money, putting them up. It's sick to me.
Remember when the girl that in the case against him here in Cook County Court couldn't recognize herself in the video?
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly. I covered that case extensively, and it was sad, frankly.
Very. All right. We continue on here. Checking in at
number two.
Some of the Walking Dead fans' worst fears were confirmed at the Walking Dead panel at Comic-Con. Andrew Lincoln, who has led the show as Rick Grimes since season one, confirmed that the upcoming season will be his last, but he told fans not to be sad. There's still some Grimes left in him.
My relationship with Mr. Grimes is far from over.
Yeah.
And a sort of large part of me will always be a machete-wielding, Stetson-wearing, zombie-slaying sheriff's deputy.
Yes.
From London, England.
Yes.
Yay, geeks, yay.
What's not to love?
Oh, and finally...
number one.
Oh, God. A state representative from Georgia.
Oh, gosh.
Has had to react to his own appearance on Who is America? The Sacha Baron Cohen show on Showtime. This guy,
it's embarrassing.
Jason Spencer of Woodbine, Georgia, got duped into appearing on this show. It's a mockumentary, as it's being called.
Mm-hmm.
Sacha Baron Cohen is playing a character. He plays this Israeli former Mossad specialist who is about fighting terror all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this guy in. This guy tried to do a burqa ban in the state of Georgia, tried to pass a burqa ban where mm-hmm. women couldn't wear burqas, and it caused a lot of trouble. And so he's been, you know, he's been targeted by not only, you know, people, you know, threatening his life, but he's also been targeted by just people who are like, well, you can't, that's really not what America's about, is to keep people from practicing their religion. So he thought when this guy was asked by who he thought was a Mossad colonel to take part in this documentary about, or to take part in a television appearance about self-defense,
mm-hmm.
he thought, well, what could possibly go wrong?
We pretend to be a Chinese tourist because the Chinese always taking selfie. Okay, convince him or her that you are Chinese. Go.
Konnichiwa, Red Dragon, Beijing, Hong Kong, I'm in Hong Kong, sushi, when I said, oh, I see the Red Dragon, because I'm not going to. Oh, do you speak Chinese? Ho Chi Minh City? Oh, no. So, no. Thank you. Thank you. Red Dragon chopstick? Oh, no. Sushi? Sushi? Oh, no. I see you now.
Good. Let's look at the picture. He's not a terrorist.
Let me explain what happened in that clip. The Sacha Baron Cohen character explained to him the only way to know if someone's a terrorist if they're wearing a burqa is to take a selfie using a selfie stick underneath the burqa. Like those people who do it like on escalators and stuff, take under the skirt kinds of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So he said what this, they had a person dressed in a burqa on the set. And then he had to distract this. They asked him to distract the burqa wearing person with a Chinese accent, like he was a Chinese person taking a selfie, and then take the selfie stick and take a picture underneath the burqa. And he did it. And then they have the shot underneath, which is, you know, underwear.
And it's not the most horrible thing he did. Didn't he also strip down to his, you know, his underwears?
We'll play more of it in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, gosh.
And also Corinne Olympios, the former Bachelorette contestant.
Mm-hmm.
She also gets taken down in this as well.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear what they did to her. It's not just about politics. It's just about, you know, stupidity. He's focusing in on people who don't know any better and can't help themselves. We'll play more of it in the 6 o'clock hour. In the meantime, we need to wrap this up.
The top five at five.